John S. Doyle is back with what it says in the papers.
Return of the boom, says the lead headline in the Irish Independent. The paper reports the central bank's prediction that Ireland's economy will boom for 3 years as we emerge from the pandemic. The latest quarterly bulletin from the bank provides the Irish Times lead story too. The paper says that up to 167,000 jobs could be created over the next 2 years as the economy shrugs off the effects of the pandemic and consumer spending returns to more normal levels. However, the central bank warned that higher levels of inflation linked to surging energy prices would persist in the short term, resulting in what it described as generalised cost of living increases. The Irish Daily Mail reports that mortgage lending is back to boom time levels and more buyers than ever before are chasing the lowest numbers of houses for sale in over a decade. The Irish Examiner leads with a report on the fishermen who are planning a peaceful protest off the Cork coast next month as Russia attempts to carry out armed military exercises there. Amid warnings from the government that they should not put their lives at risk, the Irish South West Fish Producers Organisation confirmed last night that it would seek to disrupt the exercises to prevent catastrophic environmental damage, the paper says. It's the main story for the Irish Daily Star too, under the headline, Who Do You Think You're Codding, Mr. Putin? The trial of Lisa Smith, former member of the Defence Forces in the Special Criminal Court, is the Irish Daily Mirror's lead story. The paper says the court heard from a prosecution barrister yesterday that Ms. Smith, who is accused of joining Islamic State and helping to finance the group, allegedly said she wanted to live under Sharia law and was prepared to die a martyr. The case of Mario Ara Rostas, the young Romanian woman who was kidnapped and murdered in Dublin 10 years ago, features in the Irish Sun's lead story. The paper reports that her brother Dumitru, who was just 14 when he last saw her alive, is backing the paper's campaign for an end to violence against women and any behaviour that facilitates it. The Independent was the first to report on Monday on the review of 1,300 cases at the South Kerry Child and Adolescent Mental Health Services. Today, Shane Phelan writes that concerns about the prescribing practices of a junior doctor were known within the service long before the issue was highlighted by a whistleblower. The Irish surfer Conor Maguire is pictured on the front pages of The Times and Independent and the back page of The Examiner. As The Times describes it, he is taming an impressive barrel wave at sunrise in Mullaghmore, County Sligo, and, according to the caption, took the picture himself. The Independent set 11 of its journalists to picking out 35 ways to celebrate our freedom with the lifting of COVID restrictions. They include walking St. Declan's Way from Cashel to Ardmore and spending time in the company of the painter Frida Kahlo in an exhibition on screen at the Lighthouse Cinema in Dublin.